Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
But look here, I'm going to leave your phone right here. You can hear it through my phone.
Okay, all right. I'm
okay. Okay.
If we
Jesus, and we thank you, Holy Spirit. God, good morning. Jesus, good morning. Holy Spirit, good morning. Deadline, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Good morning. Father God, as we come before you right now, we want to acknowledge you, God, for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy that you've extended and are still yet extending towards us. And Lord, open up the eyes of our understanding that we can see you even better, even more. You're giving us such wonderful signs and wonders in this time right now. But God, I still, like the message you gave me this morning, I still realize that too many of us are missing it. We just don't seem to be able to get it. Well, what you talking about, Erica? I'm talking about your goodness. I'm talking about your faithful love towards us. Your love is faithful towards us. And sometimes, God, we're just not as faithful towards you as we should be. So I'm asking you to help us this morning with our faithfulness towards you. And Lord God, I thank you for power to bind witches. I bind up witches this morning. I bind up witchcraft intent. I bind up witchcraft activity. And Father God, I bind it all the way back to the Tower of Babel. And I bind it all the way back to its original manifestation through rebellion of this angel named Lucifer. So I bind the works of Lucifer this morning. I bind his very sounds. I bind the sounds of witches this morning. And I break the power through the sound in the airways this morning. And Father God, I pray, just like that miracle I saw in my office yesterday, that miracle that was enacted upon a young 18-year-old. And God, all she had was her faith in you. And you answered her faith. You answered the faith of her parents, because it was her parents that knew you had the answer. Whatever it was, they knew you had the answer. And Lord God, I really want them, maybe when they get back home, to come on the chat line and really tell you about that miracle, because that miracle is an unexplained. In the natural, there's absolutely no way anybody in the natural could have conceived the area of need for this young woman that went all the way back to when she was 15 months old and had to get heart surgery. It's just, God, your goodness, I'm seeing it, and I just wish or pray that some of these other people could see the miracles that I see every day. Every day. Your steadfast love towards us is faithful. Lord God, turn the faithless into the faithful today. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray, God, I pray that you will do it, that you will do it. Father, this morning, I'm going to pray for something that I was supposed to pray for yesterday. One of the things, it was several. Olitha, I want to thank you for giving me that that good old 26-year-old home remedy. And Brother Joe made it for me. You hear me this morning, don't you? You hear me this morning. And I want to thank you for the other Ted Liner that told me to put that Vicks Vapor Rub on my feet. I had wrapped it around my throat with a bandana. But when I put it on my feet and I drank that home remedy, and I feel wonderful this morning. I just feel good, really good. But I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. That was not the devil that did that. A devil, a human evil spirit was used to transfer that virus. But God knew that was going to happen. And God did not stop it because sometimes, like Paul, we have to get knocked off our horse to take 3 days or 2 days or whatever for some scales to be removed from our eyes so that we could transition spiritually in the change that the Lord is bringing about for this time in our life. I would not have taken any time off to actually transition. I would not have done that. But the Lord saw forth that I had to do it. And God did it. God did it. So the devil can't take no credit for that. And the devil can't take credit for a lot of things that you're going through also. I can't share the recipe, Joanne, because it ain't for me to do. See, I go around giving a recipe or something and somebody have an allergic reaction, then I could be sued for that. So, no, I can't do it. But I just told you who I got it from. I just told you that, so follow through on that. Because, no, I ain't giving out no recipes or nothing else like that. Because it could cause me great harm down the road. But, listen, post-Genesis 18:14, somebody, real quick. I'm not going to allow the devil to get in this morning, and I've got to do this. I've got to do this because I want to see it, and I want to be a partaker of it. So can you post Genesis 18:14? Let's give thanks to the Lord for just a little bit. Can you do that? Let's thank him because God's going to do something wonderful this morning. Let's thank you. of faith. Genesis 18:14 is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, this is what he was talking to Sarah after he had appeared and told Abraham and Sarah they were going to have a son. He said, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son. Now, this is the way I want you to post this in the chat room. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And then I want you to post, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee. That's what the Lord said to me this morning. This is hot right here. This just came. And then he took me over there and had me read a few things in Exodus. Just a few high points. In Exodus 1:14, God said, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee. It says over there in Exodus 1:14 that old Pharaoh and them, it said it made the children of Israel's lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Goes over there in Exodus 4:21. The Lord told Moses this. He said, where you go, when you go to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. He said, but I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. Again, in Exodus 7:3, we're talking about God here. God say, I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. Exodus 7:13 says, God did exactly what he said he was going to do. He hardened Pharaoh's heart, that Pharaoh did not hearken unto the children of Israel as the Lord has said to his servant Moses. Exodus 7:14, and the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. So then, you know, God had given Moses and Aaron some things to do, supernatural kind of stuff. And when they did it, the Bible says in Exodus 7:22, the magicians of Egypt did the same thing with their enchantments. And again it says, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto them as the Lord had said. It goes on down there in Exodus 8:15. It says, but when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them again, as the Lord had said. But remember the witches, the magicians, the Chaldeans. In Exodus 8:19, when they saw, you know, that their magic had been destroyed by the power of God's servant, The magician said unto Pharaoh, put this in the chat room, this is the finger of God. This is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. By now, that heart ought to have been really tough, huh? And he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. It goes on again in Exodus 8:32. It says he wouldn't let the people go because his heart was hardened. In Exodus 9:7, it says again that the heart of Pharaoh was hardened and he did not let the people go. But look here. In Exodus 9:12, two things happen here you got to see. God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and Pharaoh's heart became hardened by himself as this duration of this thing went on. So in Exodus 9:12, it says, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. In Exodus 9:34, it says, and when Pharaoh saw the rain and the hail, the thunders were ceased. Look at here. The Bible now says he sinned yet more and hardened his heart. So every time Pharaoh manifested that hard heart towards the children of Israel, it says here, it calls it sin. Sin. So by the time we get to Exodus 9:35, it says, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord has spoken by Moses. So when we get to Exodus 10:1, the Lord said, Moses, go in unto Pharaoh. Now look what happened. For I have hardened his heart, I've hardened Pharaoh's heart, and because of Pharaoh hardening his own heart, but God said, I have hardened the heart of his servant. Look at that. That I might show these my signs before him. Because Pharaoh didn't know that it was God that was hardening his heart, he responded in the natural. And everybody around him suffered, brothers and sisters. I'm not talking about just the children of Israel. I'm talking about Pharaoh's own servants, and everybody around him was now coming under the effects and the attack of a hard heart. A heart hardened by God and a heart that hardened by its own actions with regard to what it saw and what it was incapable of doing. Now, you got to understand, Pharaoh was regarded as God. So, this God that was regarded as God in the natural heart in his heart, but over there, in Exodus chapter 13, verse 15, it says, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord God slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beasts. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the matrix, being male. But all the firstborn of my children I redeem. So So then we go over here in Exodus 14 and 4. We just taking a little walk through Exodus, and I want to show you something. God said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he's going to follow after the children of Israel. And God said, I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. Who he say he want them to know? That I am the Lord. In Exodus 14:8, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Remember, I'm always telling you, as the priest, so go the people. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. God said again, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow who? The children of Israel. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. The Exodus story. And go to Joel chapter 2, verse 25. I pity the witches, I pity the wizards, the sorcerers, the shamans. I pity those with evil human spirits. I pity those that have set their mouth against any man or woman of God. I pity those that have caused any man or woman of God to be sabotaged. I pity them this morning. Because God says, I'm going to get me honor upon Pharaoh. Well, Pharaoh been dead. But there is a spirit manifesting, because spirits do not die. You understand me? There is a spirit that mimics this Pharaoh here. There's a spirit in some men and in some women that has them believing that they are supposed to be worshipped, that they are supposed to be honored and followed. And it is the same satanic Luciferian spirit that Pharaoh had here. But I'm going to tell you something today. The script has been flipped, and God is going to get honor over that spirit and many, 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 many others that are walking around here in body and human bodies. What you talking about, Eric? I'm talking about disembodied spirits, because that's what they are. They are spirits that don't have a body, that long to have a body, because a demon can't operate without a body. And these spirits are not young, and they ain't just popped up since Bewitched and Charmed and Harry Potter. They've been around here a long time. And let me tell you this. They are manifesting and revealing themselves right now. And if you do not possess the gift from God of discerning of spirits, they're going to tear you up and you're not going to know it. They're going to tear you up, torment you, put misery on you, and you're going to think it's you. They're going to cause you to be in lack and in poverty, and you're going to think that's okay. Nevertheless, Joel chapter 2, verse 25 says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. I will restore to you, this ain't to everybody, look what he says here, my great army, which I sent among you. 1 Corinthians 11:15. This morning, I got to pray, and I'm going to see God manifest his glory. It's a little thing to some of you. It's a miracle I want to see God do because he said he would, and I know he can. I want God to restore your hair. I want God to restore my hair. I want God to make and bring alive hair follicles because he's God and he can do that. And because he said something else. In 1 Corinthians 11:15, I'm talking to the women, but it goes because, you know, ain't no gender in the spirit realm. This devil up here, it's a Pharaoh spirit, which we getting ready to overthrow it in about 2 seconds because God has already done it. But I just got to overthrow the remnant of it. Because somewhere when God drowned Pharaoh and all his horsemen, he didn't drown all them people that was back there in the city. All them people that had sex with the daughters, the angels that had sex with the daughters of men in Genesis 6. So that's those spirits. You got to understand when God flooded the earth because of the violence, these were disembodied spirits. They were half spirit and half angel. But that's another teaching. So God says, but if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. Brothers and sisters, witches and evil human spirits attack you and I. And in that witchcraft they use, they actually cause our hair follicles to wither up and die. And so then we don't have, our hair falls out. Because the Bible says that a woman's hair is a glory to her because her hair is given her for a covering. Now, even over there in Leviticus 13:40, it says, and the man whose hair is falling off his head, he is bald. Yet is he clean? I don't know. Because I ain't had enough time to really research it yet. But I'm asking God to restore hair, period. I'm asking him because his word says this, that there's something called a well-set hair. There's something called well-set hair. And it says, instead of having well-set hair, you have baldness. That's found in Isaiah 3:24. It says, and it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell, there shall be stink, and instead of a girdle, a rent, and instead of well-set hair, baldness. So when you got them bald spots in your head, you're supposed to have well-set hair there. Praise God. Then he says over in Isaiah 46:4, and even to your old age, I am he, and even to your hoar hairs, gray hairs, will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. He says in Ezekiel 16:7, He said, talking about air again, but he says, over there, that your hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Let's read it. Ezekiel 16:7. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and, look at this, thine hair is grown. Thine hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Luke 12:7. The Bible says that even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So if God knows that the hairs of your head are numbered, all you need him to do is call them numbers back into your scalp and grow. He says, you are of more value than many sparrows. So, if the enemy has stolen your hair, that part of you is not covered. It's as simple as that. Because the thief has come in and stolen your hair. Now, the scripture I started out with, Genesis 18:14. This is what the Holy Spirit says. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, or I got that, I wrote it this way when I typed it, so this is the way God gave it to me. At the time appointed, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and you shall have. This is the word the Lord gave me for the deadline today, for me and for you. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and you shall have, period. That's the way the Lord gave it to me, the understanding after going through the whole thing. He said, now what I want you to do, I just want you to bind that spirit that masquerades with the characteristics of Pharaoh. And then I want you to understand that this is the time appointed. And he said, me growing the hair, that's just a sign. I'm going to grow the hair just as a sign. A sign as the signs and my wonders that I'm about to perform on this earth. So if you choose not to participate in this deliverance, hang up. But I bind up any interference from any witches. I command their power to be just zeroed out. I command any negative words, thoughts, deeds, acts, or activities against the word of the Lord this morning. This is the word of the Lord. I showed it to you in the Bible through scripture. Now, all you have to do is claim. Even although I'm specifically targeting hair and hair growth, God said the hair and the hair growth is just a sign. A sign. But whatever the sign you need from God, fill in the blank. But the bottom line, the time appointed is here. And you see, I had to get knocked off my horse so that I would understand God wants me to flow in the glory. He wants me to make the anointing subject to the glory and watch him move and watch him manifest. So, Father God, according to what the instruction you gave me this morning, I bind the characteristics and the nature of the spirit that was manifesting and operating through Pharaoh. I don't know what its name is today, but the spirit, you could be no name. I don't care what your name is. I command you to come under subjection to the power of God, to the lordship of Jesus, and to the might and the strength and the power of God's own Holy Spirit this morning. And whatever bondage, heavy task that you have implemented upon the people of God through lies, because Jesus said in this dispensation, he said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So all that heavy stuff, all those lies are just what they are, lies. And God says, is there anything too hard for me? The question you ask God, I say, no. There's nothing too hard for you. So the nature, the characteristics, the activities, the thoughts, the deeds, the motions, and the intent of that Pharaoh, of that spirit that manifested during the time of the bondage of the people of God, I bind it this morning. And I bind it off anyone under the sound of my voice that is in bondage or in subjection to any part or any supporting spirit, any workers of iniquity, anybody walking around here that spirit has transferred on them and they just feeding it to everybody they touch or come in contact with. I break the intent of that spirit operating through witches, shamans, wizards, black magic and white magic. And I command you to come under subjection to God's own Holy Spirit right now. And I command you to go to the pit and remain there until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I forbid any of your spirit supporting spirits, because God has forbid you. And you cannot pass through the blood. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over every person on this line this morning. Every man, every woman, every child, every family, and every member of the family of God this morning. And I command every evil, foul, negative word to lift up off you, wither up, and die. Die. And Father God, I ask you for angelic assistance to carry out this plan. Right now, you have been commanded to go to that pit, and Holy Spirit, I ask you to seal it up until Jesus' judgment upon those demons and those spirits right now. But I'm commanding you to come out the flesh, come out of the physical body, and loose the souls right now. Go. I command you to go. I break and destroy imperialism. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go right now to the pit and come no more. Now, Father God, you say whatsoever I bind on earth, you've already bound in heaven. And you say whatsoever I loose on earth, you've already, and you're loosing even more in heaven. Loose the numbers of those hairs. Recreate them in the scalps of men and women and cause those hairs to grow and set well in the scalp. I thank you, God, that you're going to restore, regrow, recreate hair follicles and hair and anything else in this human body that you have created, that you have the ability to recreate and restore. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for new hair. Just as a sign, just as a sign of your goodness and your grace and your wonderful mercy and your wonderful things to come for us who believe. I thank you this morning. I ask you for the souls of the damned. I ask you to bring them out from under that damnation, that they might be restored and reconciled to you. And I give you praise and I give you glory this morning, that you always, in every way, answer my prayers. I thank you for recreated kidneys this morning, for those laying up in ICU, neonatal ICU, for those that have been abused through the sex trade, slave, whatever they're doing to these young people. I'm asking to restore and heal their minds. Give them their wills back. I say, God, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven this morning. And God, we say hallelujah. 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 You are the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Lord, I stand in the midst of a multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death by your
Father God, thank you, Holy Spirit. There are a lot of displaced people, displaced from their homeland. These crazy people want to call them immigrants. But there's only one earth and one Father. I'm asking you to take these displaced persons and supernaturally manifest citizenship to the people that have been here and helped build this nation. And now they want to displace them. Recreate and restore for them what they need, God, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I stand in the midst of a multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death by your love.
Oh, yes.
There are no words good enough to thank you. There are no words to express my praise. But I will lift up
Just look for the hair. It's going to be growing. Praise God. Just look for the hair to grow. It's growing. It's just a sign. It's just going to be a sign of how much he loves you. How much he cares for every single hair on your head.
Come on.